In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 246. How does a citizen show a sincere interest in his country's welfare? A citizen shows a sincere interest in his country's welfare by voting honestly and without selfish motives, by paying just taxes, and by defending his country's rights when necessary. Trying to figure out just what a just tax is a very difficult thing. The tax code is enormous, and no one really knows what's in it. No one person, that is. You have to have specialists who will tell you things and analysis on just parts of the code. But if we know we are cheating or lying regarding our taxes, well then, that is to act against our conscience. And it's wrong. And it is seriously sinful. Anytime we lie or cheat in order to do something like that. But it is not lying or cheating simply to say to the government, for example, as some citizens have, they take a position that says, you're using my money for a wrong thing, therefore I'm not going to pay any taxes. And I even choose to leave the country. That is a legitimate position. But staying here, taking advantage of all the things that taxes do, or accomplish the good things, I mean, such as maintaining a fire department, and not paying our fair share, or even trying to pay our fair share, that is not being a good citizen. Defending the country's rights when necessary is also hard to know. We do our best in this. There's such a thing as called just war theory, and most of the conflicts our country gets into, it's really pretty dicey, pretty skeptical as to whether or not they are just wars, or even meet all of the qualifications of a just war. But if you're a soldier, or a marine, an airman, say, it's not like you have the luxury of waiting around for a perfectly just war to occur. There's a whole field of ethics that has to do with what constitutes a just war. But there's no question our country is involved in many good things and involved in many evil things. God grant us the grace to support those which are good and do our best in removing what are evil. Question 247. Why must we respect and obey the lawful authority of our country? We must respect and obey the lawful authority of our country because it comes from God, the source of all authority. This, by the way, was said by our good Lord to Pontius Pilate. He said to the Roman government, "You would not have any authority unless my Father had given it to you." Question 248. Why are we obliged to take an active part in works of good citizenship? We are obliged to take an active part in works of good citizenship because right reason requires citizens to work together for the public welfare of the country. Notice the Catechism said right reason. That's part of what we call the natural law. We are obliged to work for the common good. Makes perfect sense. Question 249. What are the chief duties of those who hold public office? The chief duties of those who hold public office are to be just to all in exercising their authority and to promote the general welfare. So in this, again, it's hard to do. It's to be just to all. We can try. Question 250. What does the fourth commandment forbid? The fourth commandment forbids disrespect, unkindness, and disobedience to our parents and lawful superiors. Notice, even unkindness is forbidden. And unkindness doesn't work for fraternal correction anyway. That is, if we really do need to correct a superior or someone we know, say parents or lawful superiors, and we use a bunch of unkindness to achieve it, well, chances are we're not going to get much of anywhere with the fraternal correction.